Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. What a beautiful morning the Lord's given us. Every day's good, I know, but praise the Lord. Watching the sun come up this morning, or as it came up this morning, just an opportunity just to worship and praise the Lord. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Praise God. And I just want to keep in mind all those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are traveling and not able to be with us this morning. For whatever reason, I know those recovering from surgeries, and talking to Brother Allen this morning, he's gone through two and having a chance. His Lord's going to, another one coming up the 14th, you said, so we want to keep him in prayer. And God knows what we need. And there's so many others. I know as I pick out somebody, I feel guilty because I'm not calling them all out, but you do. So if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise. Brother Rowdy, would you lead us in opening prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. I got to praise the Lord again. Praise God. Because we know He not only hears our prayers, but He knows our needs, and we just release it all to Him. While you're standing, turn to page 305, the old rugged cross. I haven't told Miss Jennifer yet. Give her just a second. Put it in. All right, great. Quick. All right. The old rugged cross.
Oh, Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. Every mountain seems too high.
Every mountain.
Every river looks too wide. When my dreams are lost at sea. Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
It carries me.
Though sometimes weak,
I still believe.
Yes, I still believe.
My life is built on His design. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me. For some hope to hold, those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. He sees the walls that you can't climb. Heal your hurting soul and lead you safely to His home.
When every mountain seems too high,
when every mountain
thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. You feel him in the house this morning?
Yes.
Glory to God. Do you have anything that you need to turn over to the Lord this morning? Is it bigger than you are? Some have already come down for prayer, and hopefully they've got victory over what they've come down for. But if you have anything that you need to let go this morning, God is here. Jesus is our rescue. Hallelujah. He's here to meet your need. Y'all worship the Lord. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up.
Jesus, take over. are able to understand and comprehend what a mighty God that we serve. The angels have it. I said the angels know it. They bow down and they praise Him. They even sing about the coming of the Christ child. Amen. All of creation knows it, because creation is here because of the spoken word of God. Sometimes I wonder if we really appreciate the mighty power of God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Tell your neighbor. What a mighty God we serve. Church, what a mighty God we serve. Where the angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Come on. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty, one more time. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen, and amen. Mighty and powerful. Amen. All omniscient, omnipotent, and yet He loves us enough to let His Spirit dwell within us. Can you give Him praise for that this morning? Hallelujah. If you have a Bible, go with me to the book of Philippians this morning, and we certainly appreciate you being here with us. It's good to see each and every one of you. How many has been blessed this week? Amen. Isn't God great to us? Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, we're going to read verses 10 through 13. And I want to tell you this morning that I do believe that I'm on a mission this morning. Not something that I've dreamed up or anything like that, but I believe God would have me to tell somebody something today. Because when God begins to anoint and speak in His way of speaking to us, it gets our attention. And I did not know who would be here. I did not know who would not be here, but God does. And I do believe that God is sending a message, especially for someone in this congregation this morning. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to read the 10th verse of the 4th chapter of Philippians. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Everybody say, I have learned. In whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And I know, or everywhere, and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, God, we're thankful for the mighty move of your power and your Spirit that we feel in this congregation this morning. God, you knew exactly who was going to be here. You knew exactly, God, every member in this congregation this morning. And Father, I pray that your heavenly blessing and anointing, God, will rest upon each and every one of us. But God, I feel within my spirit that there's someone here especially that needs to hear this word this morning. God, I believe, Lord, if they will be attentive to your Spirit, not necessarily to my speaking, but to your Spirit, you will fulfill that you wish to do in that person's life. Father, I thank you for each and every one that's come. I pray, God, that you would just send down that heavenly manna this morning. God, let it enrich our spirit. Let it strengthen us. And let us lift up our hands of thanksgiving and glorify and praise you. And we ask these blessings. God, just anoint this vessel now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning. If I would title this message this morning, it would simply be, You Can Do It. You can do it. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them, You can do it. We find the Apostle Paul's writing here, and first of all, he's very thankful for the care of the churches and the ministries around him that is providing his necessities as he's going about and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he lets them know how thankful he is for their compassion and for their fellowship and for their provision for him. And then he tells them, you need the same mindset that God has blessed me with to let me know that whatever state I'm in, that doesn't mean the 50 of America, that means whatever condition I'm in, whatever location I'm in, whatever the problem that I may be facing, whatever the good times that I may encounter, or the bad times, the highs and the lows, I have learned that through all of those, that I can, through Christ, do all things. Now, the reason that Paul is instructing the congregation is that he has learned to do this. I would venture to say that we probably don't do that the very first encounter we have with an unpleasant situation. It is a learning process. And how many knows, the more you learn to lean on God, come on, the more you learn to trust in His power and in His presence and in His ability, the easier it gets to go through the situations, the trials, the problems, whatever we encounter is in this walk of life. Paul wants to pass this on to the congregation. He said, I've learned. We learn through hardship. We learn through necessity. We learn through learning that somewhere along the line, we're not going to get everything that we wish for or desire. Doesn't mean we quit. Doesn't mean we give up. Doesn't mean that we lose heart. Doesn't mean that we faint by the wayside. But we just depend on God to give us the necessities of life and take care of us. Now, something very extraordinary happened to me last week, and I shared it with one or two, and I really did not make plans to share that this morning because some would look upon that as maybe coincidence, circumstance, but you had to be there. And it may not seem like a big deal to most, but to me, it really encouraged my faith in Almighty God. You see, I have been taught from a very small child to put my faith and trust in God. I have prayed for things that I'm almost embarrassed to tell you about. But learning and knowing that God makes provision for those that He loves, I have prayed. I remember as a little bitty boy, I prayed for a lost baseball bat. It somehow got thrown in the weeds, and back then, you know, Dad just cut the grass that was closest to the house, and the weeds grew up, and I had a cousin come over, and, you know, I'd been looking for this bat, and all of a sudden, he's walking around, and he said, look what I found. And I had been praying that the Lord would let me find that baseball bat. See, it wasn't like we go today and go buy a new one at Walmart. I needed that baseball bat. But little things like that. And it encouraged me to let me know that if I pray and if I believe, God will do His part. And as I said, I wasn't going to share this, but I think I am. Last week, I was down on the hunting land by myself. Y'all know that I love to go hunting. I love to just be out in the woods. And the particular stand that I hunt is about 20 to 25 minutes from camp via my golf cart. And so I wanted to refill the corn feeder, so I had the back with corn, and I was on my merry way. And I had recently, this past couple of months, I had bush hogged a new trail for a new location not very far from where I hunt now, up a tree. Then I wanted to put some corn out there. So I was making the long trip, and it takes about half the battery's power anyway. So I was going down through the bush hog trail, and it was kind of rough cut. It wasn't well traveled, and the golf cart sort of tipped a little bit and tried to pull up out of the little trench that was there, and it quit. Now, I had this happen several years ago, and I had to hike all the way back to the camp to get a vehicle to come and pull that out. And I'm already making plans to do that, because I'm not going to be able to hunt this evening, because I got to go all the way back. It's 20 minutes in the golf cart, so that means about 35 to 40 minutes walking back to the camp to get the truck, hook it up, go all the way back. And I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to pull this thing out, because I got to get it turned around. And so in the meantime, I go ahead and take the corn, go down and put it in the place where I want to feed for the deer. And I walk back, and, you know, again, like we do. And there's a point, bear with me. I'm already planning how I'm going to do that, and I'm thinking, you know, I got to do this, and I got to walk all the way back. I better take my rifle. I don't want to leave my rifle here. I'll leave everything else. I'll take all the outer clothes off, because I'm going to be sweating like crazy when I get back. And as I approach, something vividly hits my spirit and in my mind. My brother, years and years ago, when he worked the night shift at UPS stacking and filling trucks, was on his way home one night, and the car quit. And he's like myself. He doesn't know anything about mechanical things and cars and what happened. So he just gets out, walks around to the front, lays his hands on the hood, and he said, in the name of Jesus, let this car start and get me home. And he got back in, he cranked it up, and the car got him home. And the very next day, he told my granddaddy was kind of a shade tree mechanic, he goes out and looks at it, and something, some trash or something, had gotten sucked down in the carburetor, and he cleaned it out, and he said, son, there is no possible way that car would start with that trash in that carburetor. Like it had sucked some of the insulation or something in it. But Dennis told him, he said, but Papa, I got out and I prayed in Jesus' name. And that flashed to me, because I was already knowing that I was going to have to pull that thing back. I knelt down out there in the woods, just me and Jesus. And I laid my hands, and I know it. I laid my hands on that golf cart, and I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you ain't got to completely fix it. You ain't got to make it new. Just get me back to camp, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please let this thing crank when I get in it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And I got in it, and I put it in reverse, and I mashed down on the pedal, and it come right out. Jesus, at least I got it turned around. And I said, and then I put it in forward, and I said, Lord Jesus, get me as far as you can. I didn't jump down on the little pedal. I just took it easy. And we kept going, and we kept going, and we went up the hill and down the hill and through the swollen creek. And, you know, we kept getting closer and closer, and finally we made it back all the way to camp. That's exactly what I said. You may be already looking at your situation, and you said, how am I going to do this? How am I going to plan this? I already know what I'm going to have to do. But I will assure you that all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. You can do it. You can do it. Through the good, through the bad, through the highs, through the lows, I have learned that I can do all things through Christ. I love the amplified version of the scripture. You may have to turn me down because I get excited about what God does. The amplified version says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything. Is anybody with faith this morning able to say that? I am ready for anything with Christ. I am ready for anything and equal to the anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You can do it. Church, you can do it. I began to think about society today and how many times we give up on situations. I had a wonderful daddy. Daddy taught me persistence pays off. You may not be successful the first time that you try it. It may not work. Can't tell you how many times my bicycle turned over while I was trying to ride it. I looked around and daddy wasn't holding the back end. But he said, get up, son. Get back on it. Try it again. Daddy, it hurts when I fall. You'll never learn to ride unless you get back on and try again. Heard something this week that really made an impact on me. Did you know a turtle would never get anywhere unless he sticks his neck out? Think about it. Sometimes, spiritually, we got to stick our neck out. We got to make decisions. We got to say, you know what? It may be tough. It may be hard. And other people say he'll never do it. But with Christ, all things are possible. I will make it. I can do it through the power of Christ that is within me. And I think about so many people giving up on education, giving up on their occupation, giving up on their marriage, giving up on relationship, giving up on God, which is the most horrible thing that anyone can do. I want to give you a news flash. Just because you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't mean you're going to walk a path of roses. In fact, Brother David, it may seem like the path is full of thorns sometimes. Maybe full of hardships. But you can do it. So you can do it. Because God has instilled a power source within us, infusing us with sufficient energy that no matter what we face, no matter anything that comes, amen, we can endure and we can conquer through Christ because He says we are more than conquerors through Christ, who strengthens us and loves us. So God said, tell somebody this morning, you better not give up. You better not quit. And you better not call it an impossibility. Because my word says the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. God's about to let you know. If you'll step out on faith and unharness that power that is within you. I think that somehow in this year, in this era that we're living in, we have somehow either taught or been shown that, you know, you don't have to put forth strength, you don't have to put forth energy to do these things. It should come easy. Let me tell you something, folks. Life is not easy. The way is tough. It's hard. But every step that you make by faith empowers you and strengthens you and emboldens you to make it through unto the finish line. You don't have to start out fast. You don't even have to be the first to cross it. But by faith, I intend to make heaven my home. And you know what? Every step that I take is something that I'm not going to give up. I will not go back. And I would give up what God has given me. Thank God for the victories that He has instilled in my life. But I don't know. Maybe I'm not facing what you're facing. Maybe you have deemed it so severe, so tragic, so impossible to conquer, that you have accepted it. We cannot accept failure. We cannot accept mediocrity. Jesus gave his all for us. And when we enter this race, which I believe it is a race, and it's not to the swiftest, but it's to he that endureth to the end, that God will give us sufficient power and sufficient strength to make every step. I want to encourage you this morning. I do not want to make you feel bad. I do not want to make you feel like you're the only one that has ever sort of given up or said it's impossible or I can't go on or I can't do it. Because probably, if we're all honest, that thought has crossed many of our minds on many different occasions. And it's so easy to say, I can't. It's so easy to say, that'll never be done. This is all I can do. This is as far as I can go. But with Christ, all things are possible. And I want to share something else with you. Sometimes we only go to God about the great big things. When God is there, said, just let me help you with the small things too. You know what the small thing of him letting my golf cart start? That increased my faith. I said, increase my faith. I've been raised to put my faith and trust in God. But when you see it in action, and when you see it came from him and nobody else, I didn't know how to start that thing. I didn't know what to do. I just knew to lay my hands on it and pray, and God made a miracle for me. And you know what? It is no more difficult for him to heal cancer as it was to make that golf cart start. It's no more difficult for him to make that heartbeat regular like it's supposed to be than it is for him to start that golf cart. Whatever the issue, whatever the problem, if you'll put your faith and trust in God, he will do it. So therefore, you can do it. You can do it. It's not cockiness. It's not cockiness. Come on. It's self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. Hallelujah. Believing that he is all-powerful, believing that he is all-knowing, believing he can do what nobody else can do. Matthew 10 and 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. I also read in the Bible where that God is no respecter of persons. I read also where he said he would give us the desires of our heart. I also read, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. Therefore, it makes me to believe that if he so loved me as much as he loved his disciples, and how many believes that that's the case? For God so loved the world just as he loved his disciples. And when he had called them and he blessed them and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. You know, I have learned to talk to sickness. But Eddie, are you losing it? You have to have it first to lose it. Brother David, I feel it works. I'll get up some morning, the devil have my back of my head just... Well, actually, it's not really true. It's not splitting wide open. It just feels like it is. And you know what? I can do a couple of things. I can lay back down. But that don't work. Brother Dave, you know what I do? I said, you're not going to do that to me today. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, sickness. I rebuke you, headache. I rebuke you, problem. I rebuke you, issue, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, the Bible tells me, and that's where I put my faith, amen, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And you know what? I walk out the door, and the devil says, yeah, but your head's still hurting. I said, yeah, but I'm going to keep on going. All of a sudden, you forget about it and don't even hurt no more. I've learned, amen, that there is a power source with, good Lord have mercy. Brother Rowdy, do you know what I'm talking about? Come on. Hallelujah. I think sometimes we take that for granted, and sometimes I think we keep it hid. But there is a power source. The Bible said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. It's not crazy to speak to sickness. It's not crazy to speak to problems. It's not crazy to speak to disappointment. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to bow down to it. I refuse to give up. I refuse to go back to what I was, because there is power within me. Virtue, holy virtue, which is power. The lady kind of finally made her way through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. He said, virtue has gone out from me, meaning power. He felt it. There is such a reserve, a supply of power that sometimes I don't think we take full advantage of. We have access to it. But the world seemingly looks for opportunity or other ways to do things. Time doesn't allow me to tell you all the different things that I have prayed for. And I learned that through parents and grandparents. We had a grandparent who prayed for a sick calf. Sounds silly, but God healed the sick calf. My granddaddy prayed that he'd have a way to go from Rockmart to Cedartown, where he pastored a church, because he didn't have enough gas. God put gas in an old truck body that was out there when he was praying. He shook on the body, pumped out 5 gallons, he said, of the prettiest red gas, filled his vehicle up and went and preached, came back, and the Lord made a way. You can do it. You can do it. We've let society say, no, you can't. We let popular opinion say, no, you can't do that. You'll never be anything else. You'll never reach your goals. You'll never attain to what you wanted to be. Now, the power that I'm talking about certainly is not going to make you jump big, tall buildings and outrun a freight train and all that kind of. That's not the kind of power I'm talking about. I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people think that Samson was a mighty man, looked almost like Charles Atlas. I kind of see him as a common man. Because if he had been built up like that, he would have thought his strength and his power came from him. But there was something anointed about him. Amen. God had anointed him with great power. He did things that are humanly impossible if you read the exploits of what Samson did. But you know what happened? When he turned the power off, he became as any man. When he went against the word of God, he was able to be overcome by the Philistines and completely bound and couldn't do anything until he turned back to the power and the anointing of God. And then no man could hold him. No ropes could hold him then. The Bible is full of things that seemingly were humanly impossible. Don't feel alone. Don't feel embarrassed if that's you that's saying, you know, I can't go on. I can't do it. It's an impossibility. Some of the greatest men and women in the Bible had the same mindset until God changed their heart. What's the first thing Moses said? I can't. I can't, God. I can't speak well. I can't go back to Egypt. I'm a wanted man there. I can't. But how many knows with God all things are possible? God said, tell them, I am has sent you. Glory to God. That great I am lives within us now. Amen. Through the giving of the Comforter that Jesus Christ told us that when he goes away, I'll send the Comforter in my name. Folks, I don't believe that we have tapped on to the real power that the Lord has instilled within us. infusing us with energy. Church, we need to understand that through Christ we can do it. Do it. Quit speaking in negative terms. Quit letting the devil tell you and hamper you with negativity or things that you can't do, or, you know, you need to be positive. That's what faith is, being positive that God is able to do all things. Noah, you need to build an ark. I don't read where Noah was a carpenter. But you know what? He obeyed God. Why? As long as God is with you, you can do it. I said, church, you can do it. Come on, you need to praise God that you can do it. Whatever you're facing, you can make it. You can overcome it. You can defeat it with the power that God has instilled within us. Joshua, look at those walls. I've already given you the city of Jericho. But if that be the present day church, we'd say, Lord, but his walls around it. Not Joshua, he obeyed the Lord. He said, look, the Lord has given us the city of Jericho. He just told us to march around it and the walls fell. When's the last time you spoke to your walls and said, in the name of Jesus? Or are we allowing those walls to keep us enclosed, keep us from our real victory and our true faith? You see, you're not the first one. It has happened all along. But God, in his gracious mercy and his plenteous in redemption and an understanding forgiveness, continues to work with us and continues to encourage us to put our faith and trust in him. Somebody has closed a book on a situation in life. Not because they're weak in power. They're kind of frustrated. They close that book because they're frustrated. Maybe they've realized that, you know what? Maybe God is not going to do it. Maybe I'm just going to have to accept the fact that it can't be done. I believe with all my heart, I believe this, that God especially wanted me to tell you today that you can do it. I'm going to ask you to open that book back up. Open that chapter back up. Look at it again. And with this time, when you look at it, don't look at it through eyes of flesh. Look at it through eyes of faith. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I'm going to ask you to revisit that situation in your life. That one that you have deemed and called an impossibility, and one that you have, if you haven't given up, you're thinking about it. But I want you to look at it again through eyes of faith. And I want you to know this, you can do it. Not by yourself, not in your own ability, but the Bible says, through Christ, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. David, go kill a giant. Saul and the rest of them say, that's impossible. Impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. In Ephesians chapter 6, just flip right over from Philippians, and it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, the conclusion, the end of the story is finally be strong in the power that I have given you. That reserve that is within us. That free gift that he has entrusted us with. The one that is untapped in limitless power and limitless energy. That you're not going to use it up. You're not limited to just a little bit of healing or just a little bit of door opening. In fact, I believe the more you use it, the greater the power exists within us, or at least the greater our ability to trust the power that is within us. And in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 through 14. Why? That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. You see, sometimes the road to success goes through the different streets of longsuffering and patience. Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us, somebody say praise the Lord, from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Not only has he saved us, not only has he forgiven us, not only has he given the promise of eternal life with him, but he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, and I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm going to instill power within you. Power to overcome. Power to rebuke even unclean spirits. And that power that rests within us is what we need to lean on, because that's Jesus Christ's spirit within us. And even though you may think you can't, you can through Christ. I hope that someone has received that. And maybe it was just for me to know that I can fully trust in Jesus on any situation. If he'll do the little things, he'll certainly do the big things. Would you stand as the music comes this morning? Please, every person's head bowed, eyes closed. Please, saints of God, pray with me. Whether you come forward this morning, that's up to you. But if you're here today and this message has touched you in a way that you might have been thinking about something in your life and just kind of calling it quits or giving up or saying it can't be done, I hope that this will reaffirm the power and the faith that is in your life. Look at it again. You see, the first time that the servant of the prophet looked, he didn't see God's army of flaming or angels with flaming swords, but he said, go look again. Sometimes we need to look again, and this time look through eyes of faith. Amen. Sing when you get ready. Play whatever you want. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is your opportunity. Not only your opportunity for healing, not only your opportunity for salvation, for rededication, for consecration, whatever your need is, this altar is open for you. But if you'd like this church to pray with you, if you'd like the elders together around you, man, to pray that there's a situation in your life that you need to overcome, then I urge you to come forward this morning and lean and trust in the power that God has given you. Some of you elders come and pray with these during the altar. I feel the call is still going out. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, just the mention of your name. Hallelujah.
Flowers grow, the desert blooms again. The mention of your name, Jesus, just the mention of your name. Flowers grow, the desert cold, like pure mention of your name.
He's like a lighthouse to a sailor in a midnight storm. He's like a harbor to a ship that's been battered and torn. Starving heart, like water to a soul that's parched.
Jesus, just the mention of your
name. There's power in that name.
Jesus, just the mention of name. Flowers grow, the desert blooms again.
Like fire in winter cold, like pure, precious gold.
Just the mention of your name.
Like fire in winter cold, like pure, precious gold.
Jesus, just the mention of your name. Just the mention of your name. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Just the mention.
Just the mention
of your name.
But he will do it. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. What a powerful message. What a powerful word. Reassuring, as we had talked earlier this morning, reassuring to know that God is with us. No matter what we go through, no matter where we are, we're the ones that need to release it to Him. All hearts and minds clear. I know there's some announcements we didn't. The Lord's just worked in a different way with the service this morning, and we just give Him all the glory. I have one quick announcement on the Amazing Grace. That's right. I've made sure I've got it right. Okay, today's the day they need to sign up for the festival. Yes, today is the last day. If you're going to go with them for their Christmas party, if you would, right after the morning service on the 11th, please make plans, sign up. And we'll get it. Sister Karen's got it all set up for you to sign up this morning. Praise God. Yes. I see that there we got so many people.
Also, don't forget we have play practice at 4:30 tonight at the Curtis Center.
It is close.
Only two more practices.
Two more practices. Wow. Be in much prayer for all the activities going forward. For the all the work that goes into the play practice and for the other activities. We just know God is great and He's got it. But we want to give Him all the glory for everyone involved. Love each and every one of you. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, yes, sir. Go right ahead. God is great all the time. Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. For those that didn't hear, and I know we got people watching online that aren't able to be with us this morning, next Sunday night, the 11th, the evening service, we're having our community church service that we do. All the love offering will be taken that night, and it's all going to Shop with the Cop. And there's a social I'm going to do right afterwards. That'll be wonderful. So make plans to come. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes. Wonderful time. Praise God. All right. I want to invite you back for service this evening. Be in much prayer for all the activities, as I said earlier. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to freely come into your house and to feast off of your word. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, I ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, Lord, in everything that we do, may we give you all the honor. May we do it in your name. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening.